maybe we'll get it right this time. K2PCB, listening for any calls. This is K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB and KC2VET.
Monday morning.
Good morning, Ross. Good morning, Brad. It is a Monday morning, and yeah, I started off on the wrong frequency this morning. I don't know if I was scanning and stopped or just turned the knob when I was in the truck last, but I expected to be right here, and I wasn't, but now I am. Good morning, good morning.
Did you have a good weekend?
Good morning there, Brad. Yeah, your audio is very, very hot today. And as far as the weekend, it was a full weekend. Fortunately, there was no radio play, no kayak play. There was some 3D printer play, but Lynn and I took in addition to our normal shopping and running around, we incorporated a trip up to Canada for lunch. Actually, I did breakfast, she did lunch, because they serve breakfast all day. We took a ride up by Niagara Falls. We cruised along the river road, and oh my goodness, some of the houses that they have built, those homes are beautiful along the on the river, on the Canadian side, of course. And my sister was telling me that one of the doctors that she works with owns one of those homes along the waterway there. And then we stopped at Sobeys, the supermarket up there, and we were taking orders. We have people over here that want stuff from the store that they can only get in Canada. So we had to make a stop at her sister's house to drop off stuff there and for her son. And yeah, that was Saturday. And then we went to a basket raffle, and that was longer than I expected on Sunday. That was not a full day, but we were there a few hours.
Well, that sounds like a full weekend, for sure. And Saturday I was able to get a bunch of yard work done, which was good. And we were going to shoot yesterday morning, but they were having another event going on, so I wasn't able to do that. And met my sister and her boyfriend, Karen and I, not my sister and her boyfriend, for late lunch. Yesterday afternoon, down in Holland. So, yeah, it was a good time.
So, did you change anything with your audio, Ross? I noticed Brad's pretty hot this morning.
No, I didn't touch too much. I didn't just look around a little bit in Superman this morning. Do I sound hot?
No, you don't.
I don't know, maybe if Brad changes his mic position, maybe that might help. So
yeah,
anyway,
Travis,
that sounds like a very interesting trip
for us. You want to do, Brad, but it sounds like...
Yeah, I'm curious, me and Megan start doing those type of trips. Obviously, I want to get a little bit there, she might get a little more...
A little bit of snow we had this morning,
yeah,
I guess it's not unexpected because it's cold this week.
Yeah, do a little more trips around New York, find these nice spots that you go to do that stuff.
It's
kind of cool to look at.
Almost like the sort of wintry mist. Nothing was sticking. It was just little pellets coming down. And then when I came out this morning, you know, there's soft pretzel, you know, the hot pretzel salt all over my truck and all over the dumpster this morning. But I'm waiting for it to get nice again. Really want to get out and do some kayaking. But, yeah, did you want to try backing up from the microphone a little bit? See if that fixes it, Brad. I don't know if you heard Ross in there. He said he was playing in the Superman. No, but didn't change with audio settings.
Yeah, my last transmission I did back off on the distance between me and the microphone. I think that one time I was just too close. I don't know what I was thinking. Is this any better?
Yeah, I don't know what to say. It just sounds hot in general. What if I did this? Okay, Ross, if I come in this way, am I sounding okay? I'm coming in through RF now. I just went underneath the Vidoc, so maybe I dropped out, but I don't know if this sounds okay.
You sound okay to me because you're coming direct. I wouldn't be able to hear it through the note, though.
Okay, Brad, how did that sound when I came in that way?
That sounded really good. Sounded actually just a little bit clearer than the when you're coming through either Echolink or DV switch or something.
Yeah, I don't know what's up. Some varying audio levels. Anyway. I mentioned I did a little 3D printer stuff. I tested out the new pre-loved printer, and that's working great. Did some multicolored stuff. Printed some multicolored keychains to just test it out. I printed a bracket to reposition the AMS, which is the despooler. And I have that on a new mount. So I was pretty busy. And I know our Sunday, I think, is busy this coming weekend. Yeah, so I have to really plan my time accordingly coming up. Yeah, so Jeff's out all week this week. That's quite an excursion. I don't know did he say he was doing school all week? Or was that just so many days of the trip and then they were just adventuring the rest?
From my understanding, the course was at least 4 days. So he would probably be, 4 or 5 days. It was a full week. It's the way the other guys were talking too.
That's pretty cool. That's quite a commitment to the hobby. Not just to do it once, which I could definitely see, but to do that every so often. It seems like just in the time that he's been here, he's done this a couple times. Maybe not a whole week, but participated in some type of event like that.
Yeah, there's a group of guys there at the club that do this sort of thing on a regular basis, and it's different courses to learn different devices. To be able to afford it, these courses aren't cheap by any stretch of the imagination, especially traveling. You've got your hotel expenses, your food expenses, and other ancillary expenses that add up really quick. They are very dedicated to their hobby.
Yeah, we drove down to Dayton for the Hamvention quite a few years ago now, and that was at the old arena that they used to have it at. So that was a lot of fun, but you're right, it was only a 3-day event. I don't think we were only even there for 2 days of it, because we drove down, spent the night, 2 days, and then the next day we came back. There's cost to you, like you say. And, probably took a day or two off of work. And it was cool. But to do it on a regular basis, right, that starts to tally up. Anyway, how was your weekend, Ross? Okay, Ross must have stepped out.
No, I'm back. I had to stop and get gas this morning.
I did see that in some places gas has come down a little bit. I had seen as low as 409.
Well, it's still 419 at 7-Eleven here. That didn't come down too much.
How much are you putting in today?
Only 20. Brings me up to about half a tank.
And then here's me gallivanting around town. And not that we went all that far, we just cruised on the other side of the river. But it was interesting because some of the ways we cut through went through some of the less than touristy areas between Niagara Falls, even in Fort Erie, and kind of like some parts of Western New York. It seems like some of the once popular areas are becoming a little more depressed. that was the word is. And it's looking a little run down. You know, even if there's businesses there, it's like new businesses have taken ownership or leasing the original buildings, and they didn't really change them enough to keep you from recognizing what the old buildings were. And which I guess is good to reutilize the spaces, but it seems like there's a lot of that happening up in Fort Erie, or a lot of closed businesses. Unfortunately, it's a lot of the same over here. But is it depressed or distressed? Stressed. What's the word I'm looking for?
Well, with the prices of things, actually, it's probably hard to update that kind of stuff with buildings and stuff. You look at the roads around here, the ones in Alba, the ones in Alba, I don't think are too bad, but the ones in here in Lancaster, I don't think they're pretty bad. It's like you're better off going off in the grass right there. But, yeah, I can see what you're talking about. I don't know, there's not a lot of upkeep. Seeing the other census, I think we're down, I think 15% as far as population. They're saying a lot of people are jumping to Florida, for I don't know if they're just doing Floridian stuff or they just staying there permanently.
I don't see myself joining that statistic. I guess there's no reason I'd have to stay here. I don't see myself venturing out anytime soon to another, at least if I did, I wouldn't go to Florida. I have to go somewhere in between. Anyway, I've got 6:45, and time to get some coffee in and get my brain working. All right, we'll catch you another day here, Brad. Have a nice Monday. This is K2PCB, Stanley and Ted Ross, 7-3.
Hey, Travis, I'll see you in there. KC2PC. Well, good morning to you, Brad. How are you doing?
Good morning, Locke. I'm doing good. It was a good weekend. I got a lot done outside on Saturday. Was going to go shoot this or Wednesday or yesterday morning, but that changed. Went and had lunch with my sister and her boyfriend. Karen and I went down to Holland to have lunch with them yesterday. And then I got to watch some baseball and some hockey. So it was a good night.
Yeah, I was doing remodeling. We're working on the bathroom again. I'm trying to do it in steps. We did all the walls and stuff and everything. And did all those. Trying to do the vanity next, like the plumbing for that, and then get that situated, then the toilet, and then I think our last thing is going to be the shower. That's going to be the biggest, that's going to be the biggie. Trying to remodel that in a day, I don't think it's going to happen. It's going to be, I might even have to take a day or two off just to finish it.
Yeah, I can only imagine the work involved. We had, what we call the mini master bath, remodeled, 15 years ago, it wasn't a big bathroom, and it took several weeks off. We also did take a week off or something to go to Florida for spring training, but it took a while, and so I imagine it would take a while to get it done.
And after that, then we're going to re-drywall our living room. I've still got all the wooden planks in there and stuff. We want to update that and get that to drywall. That'll be the next project. That might be a winter project, which I wouldn't mind doing that because I like doing an indoor project when it's cold and crappy outside.
So you have had plaster lap walls?
There's drywall. They were, he didn't do drywall in our living room. He just put these wooden planks up. Nothing underneath it. And, it was, like I could see, once some of the, there's some knots in the wood that have fallen out. and you can see the 2x4 on the inside. So I think it's just about time to get rid of all that wood and put some updated modern drywall in.
Oh, I hear you. We've got paneling in the family room, and we talked about me pulling that down. We had talked about it doing over the winter, but then there was different reasons that I didn't. I'd like to get it pulled down. And the other thing is I'm hoping that they didn't use mastic to hold it to the wall. And I don't think they did. I think they just nailed it in place, which would be really good because then I could just go through, fix a few nail holes, and then paint it. It would definitely lighten up the room a lot. As far as me getting into fixing drywall, other than, you know, a couple of small patches here and there, I don't think I could, I haven't done enough of it to be good at it, but it sounds like you're pretty good at it.
Oh, yeah, I've gotten a knack for it. I did my parents, and then they remodeled their house, and then when my sister did her house, they had some drywall work, and they did that. And in my kitchen, they had half of that, just have that wood panel with the drywall, so pull the rest of that wood down and re-drywall that. So yeah, I've done quite a bit of drywall in my career here.
Yeah, doing drywall, like anything, any type of anything, is just repetition, and, you know, you learn the little tricks of the trade, and you get good at it. When you're first doing it, it's not... You're usually not as good.
Well, when I get my, when it comes to my living room, I'll get lots of, get my practice back. I got a lot. I probably have to figure out some at least 15, if not more, sheets of drywall to do that living room, to do the whole thing. The ceiling, too. They didn't drywall the ceiling, but that's all, it's all that whole thing is that wood paneling, so. Yep, got a lot of drywall in to do. So you're... Brad, or Travis says you're hot. You don't seem hot to me. Are you, like, really backed off on your microphone? Are you, like, holding it down on, like, the desk?
So, yeah, there was one transmission that I had with Travis that, for some reason, I had the microphone only probably 2 inches from my face. Since then, I've been holding it about 8 to 10 inches away, that's, you know, after he said that, I realized I had brought it too close, so I've been trying to hold it further away.
Okay, do you talk directly into it, too, or do you hold it off to the side and cross-talk it, or talk across it?
Typically, what I've been doing it is more of a cross than directly at it, but the one time that I did, I was talking directly at it. I admit, I had it directly at it. I try to hold it at an angle. It's not, you know, necessarily parallel with my mouth, but it's not direct, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because Chad says your nose is too hot. I was fine. And I usually do, I just hold it like direct to the side of my face and talk across it. Yeah, I'm trying to make it happy for everybody to do, I was thinking I could try turning it down a little bit tonight and see what it sounds like to you tomorrow, or see what it sounds like to Chaz tomorrow, if that it will fix it, but, I don't think it's too far the other night, where then it'll probably make me sound super quiet. Yeah, I'll have to play around with that tomorrow. Maybe I'll turn it down a little bit tonight, see what it does for tomorrow.
Why don't you hold off on that, Ross? Let me work with my microphone and see if that's doing it. Because, like I said, the one transmission that I had with Travis was I had the microphone very close to my face. So let's see if that fixes it for tomorrow. Unless I was still hot the rest of the morning with him, you can find out at work. If I was, then yeah, maybe do that. But if it was only that one transmission, then let's hold off.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, I will, I got some news playback, and if you are clipping, then I will turn it down a smidge, see what it does. Baby steps here. Yeah, because I, as far as I can tell, all my HTs and my mobiles have been, I tune them all to mine, and they should be pretty close. And here's the other thing, where no matter what radio you buy, they should be all the same level. There should be, like, some standard. I'm pretty sure they're not. The Chinese just says, here, that sounds good. This is what the level is, you know. They should all be, like, Motorola, I think, does that. They have a audio level standard that they have to set all their radios to. They may have to meet, kind of like our calibrating. You know, it's like our sensors. They have to meet a certain spec. They should do that with the output for all the radios, so there's not this mismatch of audio, which is what we run into.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, a good company is going to have some sort of calibration standard, like you said, on their equipment. So, yeah, Motorola's, the Kenwoods, the ICOMs, the Yaesus, yeah, they're probably all have a standard so that everything's pretty much set.
Yeah, with that battle with A73s, I got to get in there today. KD2GDQ, KT2PET. You have a good day, Brad. Stay warm, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
73's Ross. That's KC2PET. This is KE2GDQ, and we will be monitoring.